Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
K-Rock 955. How's this? Zoom can stitch you up. What's in the background of Zoom meetings. I mean, this year we've had some fun stories where, you know, people have been doing crosses live on the news or whatever, and someone who lives with them, maybe their partner doesn't know, and for some reason walks past the back of the shot naked. Maybe they do know and they walk past the back of the shot naked.
Yeah.
You know,
either Don't way. Change your name as well for a fun game and then log into a professional thing. My name is Tits McGee after a trivia night.
Well, that is your birth name, and we just couldn't fit it in with the name of the show, so we had to get you to change your name because Tom and Tits McGee on K-Rock.
Hey, that would go down well.
Well, Donut Balls McFlurry and Tits McGee. That's a different show altogether.
Isn't it just?
So there's a lady that's on a local school board in New Jersey, and she's a fair germ, to be honest with you.
Okay.
She, over the summer, which is our winter, came out and said that she's disgusted and appalled by a new law requiring LGBT history to be taught in classrooms.
Oh, what
I
a
find
jam.
It repugnant, she says, that someone's sexual preferences have anything to do with their contributions or achievement in society. Everywhere I turn, this alternative lifestyle narrative is being shoved down our children's throats.
Oh no, children!
Where does it end? When someone think of the children, please,
please
keep them ignorant.
Please
keep those
think
children
of the children
ignorant and innocent. So her comments earned her hours of attacks from parents at a subsequent meeting, with parents demanding she resign. It's finally happened, but it wasn't that made her resign.
Not people power.
No. At this meeting where she's being grilled for basically being a huge homophobe and just a real hate monger, she was mid-meeting and on her laptop doing the Zoom thing, and she's actually needed to go to the loo. So whilst it's not her turn to talk, she's, you know, put herself on mute and ducked into the toilet. But she's taken her laptop with her.
Why?
She must have been carrying it around. I don't know. Maybe she wanted to
not miss out.
Well, that's it. Maybe she wanted to, if they referred to her, maybe she felt like she had to, you know, reply. So she's put herself on mute. So that's great. Nobody can hear the bathroom gear, which is wonderful. What she didn't do was turn off the camera.
So she brought the laptop in and faced it at herself?
I think so, yeah. So it looks like she's put it on the vanity, and there's no video, but my understanding is she's rested it on the vanity and then gone and sat on the toot and just dropped a massive deuce.
No way. is that what it says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dropped a massive deuce in the can. And that's just a metaphor, really, for her and her opinions.
That's it.
Yeah. Just be careful with those cameras, guys.
Wake up fresh. Wake up
daily.
Wake up
fresh daily.
With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
On Reddit. We've had a fair bit of Reddit gear this morning, haven't we?
Thanks, internet.
Yes. Front page of the internet, in fact. A grandfather has posted on Reddit, and if your granddad is posting on Reddit, what a cool granddad.
Yeah, I'd also suggest granddad's doing some other stuff on the internet.
Oh, maybe. How cool, wouldn't it be cool if your granddad knew internet stuff? I would settle for my mum knowing internet stuff, to be honest, and I wouldn't have to be tech support over the phone.
Ditto. I had Adelaide. To plug mum's TV in there, you know. When I went there, what was it, a week ago or something?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we've got this. How can I set up the, what do I
at
press?
At least you're there and you can do it with your hands. Like, I have to go,
yeah,
okay.
FaceTime.
Okay, FaceTime. Now, no, turn the camera around. No, see that little, it looks like a camera, but it's got two arrows, like circle.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, hit that.
Yeah.
Okay, now point that.
No, wait, you hit it twice. It's back on you.
Yeah, now point it at, now I can just see inside your ear. Point it at the computer. Anyway, so this granddad, he's clearly quite switched on. He's on Reddit and he's made a post and he's had a go at Arnott's.
Ooh.
The biscuit company. And so much so, it's gained a bit of steam and Arnott's have had to respond, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. He's come out and said, look, I think they've changed the recipe on Scotch fingers.
Why?
Today I attempted to break the iconic Scotch finger biscuit into two fingers to show my two-year-old granddaughter how to eat these biscuits that I myself ate at her age in a rite of passage for all Australian kids.
Love a Scotch finger.
He said, we Australians know innately that when offered a packet of Arnott's assorted biscuits, you always choose the Scotch finger because the moment you get it, snap down the vertical and you have two perfectly formed biscuits. Two for one.
Yes.
I never thought of it like that.
Neither did I. I thought of it as a thicky-thick biscuit or a biscuit where I take my time.
Kalia loves a Scotch finger. Oh, my God.
It's so dip it in.
Yeah, she'll dip it. She'll make a cup of tea. Doesn't drink tea, but we'll make a cup of tea to dip the biscuits and then I'll be cleaning up a half cup of tea later that I'll find somewhere.
Oh, God, your life's hard. Damn. Oh, really? Mate. A half cup of tea?
Also, God. I'll buy her a packet of Scotch fingers as a treat and she'll demolish, like, two-thirds of it, three-quarters of it.
And then it just turns into a big ball in your stomach.
Oh, good.
Good luck dealing with that
in
a day and a half.
Right, so he said that. He goes, well, horror ensued as I attempted to snap the Scotchie. adding that after he snapped it, it formed two ill-formed stubs.
Okay, that's yes.
Yeah, shocked by what had happened, he quickly covered his granddaughter's eyes. But she did glimpse the carnage, and I'm not sure if permanent psychological damage has been done.
Okay.
He then asked the question, when did Arnott's break an Australian icon?
Do you know, now that you've brought it up, I can't remember the last time I've had a clean break.
Yeah.
Like it's always some of the top of the other one has come with it.
Yeah. That's right. Well, there's an art to snapping one off. He said, when did Arnott's break an Australian icon before begging Aussies to rise up? Protest! Write to your local supermarket, canvass your local member, inundate Arnott's Facebook page with your views, phone a current affair, tweet Koshy, do whatever it takes. I'm old and I can live with it, but I'm doing it for the kids. If we remain silent, it's they who will suffer.
Okay.
So Arnott's have come out and said that whilst over the years they've made some slight variations, they have actually said that we have not made any recent changes to the current formulation of this famous Bicky.
Lies.
Recent. We have not made any recent changes. Define recent.
Ah.
So this week we've not changed the recipe at all.
That's like I haven't hooked up with any girls recently.
Who said that?
No, I was trying to.
I was trying to relate.
Context.
Yeah.
I didn't do it well.
They say we bake our biscuits right here in Australia using local wheat. So occasionally, if weather conditions have altered the harvest, there can be slight biscuit variations from batch to batch. But the Scotch finger recipe Aussies know and love remains.
Blame the farmers.
Why is it breaking differently though?
Yeah.
Why is it breaking horizontal instead of vertical?
Well, I would suggest that if that's happening to you, see your professional.
Your biscuit retailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
What happened when the parents met, the parentals on both sides of the relationship?
Yeah, because Jimmy and I, our parents, are coming together this weekend for the first meeting, the meeting of the families.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd just like to know your experience of when the parentals met each other. It could have been negative or awkward. It could have been absolutely positive. So positive, in fact, that maybe they're best friends or maybe they started hanging out.
That would be amazing.
In other ways.
That would be amazing. And then putting pressure on you guys to get married and have kids and stuff or just whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Because that does happen. But, yeah, just because you two have fallen in love doesn't mean that your respective parents are going to get along, you know?
I feel like, though, in this case, that they definitely will.
Yeah.
But you're right, it doesn't happen all the time.
No, that's right. On 52232955, Jess in Teesdale, what happened when the parents met?
Hello. Well, I thought it was really awkward at first, but our parents got along really well, and we're quite big family people. We're really family orientated, and worked out to be that both sides of the family running down into the aunties and uncles and grandparents and all that, we all get along like a house on fire. So it's been absolutely incredible. And since I met my now husband 6 years ago, we've gotten married, obviously, and gone and had two kids.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Sweet.
Yeah.
I was scared.
That was a very positive story.
Oh, that's so lovely. I was scared for a second there that you're like, so we went through the family tree and we went down the aunties and uncles and then we both realised we're related.
Yeah. No, it happens. It happens.
Didn't happen for Jess though, but beautiful story.
That's lovely. Yeah. We've got Carmel in Wyndham Vale. What happened with you when your parents met?
One of my parents, it was my parents meeting my now ex-husband.
Okay.
I was born into a very strict Sicilian family, so that just gives you the lowdown.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I snuck out, met a guy, decided to bring him home.
Yep.
Okay, all good. He walked in the door, my dad took one look at him and he goes, nope. He went into the bedroom, he pulled out his 12-gauge pump action shotgun.
No!
Came down the hallway into the kitchen, aimed it at him and said, if you don't leave, he goes, I'll kill you.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay. So it didn't go well.
No, it gets better.
Oh, okay.
No, it gets better. Yeah. So Carmel, being herself, didn't listen to Daddy saying, don't marry this bloke, blah, blah, blah. We've got somebody organised for you.
Oh.
So I went with that one.
So
Three months later after we got married, I had a baby girl. Yeah. We were living with my dad. Still, they seem to have gotten along, except for my daughter had colic, so I was up all night.
Yeah.
Ex-husband comes in, you know, complaining that the baby's not crying, what am I doing? My dad came in again, broke a wine bottle on the table and aimed it at him.
Oh my
God. And said, if you don't get out, you're done. I'll kill you. All in Italian, okay? So... You know, a Sicilian with enough Napolitano, you know, someone from Naples.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, gets better. My dad kept on saying, leave him, leave him. You can't stay with him. He's going to ruin you, this and that. Yeah. Oh, lo and behold, four children later, not the best of men. Turned out to be actually a violent man and a cheater.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And my dad saw it all.
So dad knows
he
best.
He saw it all.
So.
Yep. And, well, at the end, when my dad was really ill, my ex-husband actually helped me look after him.
So I turned around. Okay.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Okay. Well, look, so.
I get it.
You would get it. You
it's
would.
It's just, we're spicy. You know, it's just.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes not so good.
We've had both kinds of stories this morning.
We really have.
We've got Bonnie in Corio now. Bonnie, what happened with your parents met?
Well, I had a 21st birthday in Geelong. My partner and I relocated from southeast suburbs. And his parents drove down here for the birthday, and my mum drove from Shepparton.
Right.
And they were all drinking the same beers. And I said to them about 5 o'clock, look, guys, if you need more beers, go down and get more beers.
Yeah.
And, of course, no one got more beers. And then someone accidentally drank someone else's limited number of beers.
Ooh.
And they had a bit of a tiff, and the southeast suburb in-laws ends up driving back after about an hour and a bit of barbecue dinner.
Oh,
because of the beers.
They pulled the pin.
Because of the beers. They're a bit bogan.
I was thinking, southeast suburbs. Nice.
Yeah.
No, we're the end of the train line.
Oh, right. Suburbs. Okay, yep.
Have they patched things up? How's it gone since?
Look, they're still pretty distant now. We share things through the separate families.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at every gathering, I imagine, you're like, make sure that you've got so many beers
Just
get multiple slabs.
Or just drink different kinds of beer so you know whose beers you're drinking. All right. Thank you very much. Look, I'm sorry that's the way it went down. I figure your parents won't be...
I think, look, and that's the thing, no negative shade either. Mm. Some people just don't get along and that's cool.
You guys are more champagne.
We're all people pleasers.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.